Using $750 million in cuts and some reserve cash and federal Medicaid funding, the state of Ohio has staved off a budget deficit for the fiscal year that ends on June 30th. But there's a huge shortfall ahead for the year that begins on July 1st. With tax revenue predicted to be down by more than 9% from the projections that created the state budget last year, Budget Director Kim Murnix estimates the deficit for next fiscal year is just over $2.4 billion. That means a hiring freeze, no pay or step increases for non-union state workers who will also have 10 furlough days, and cuts in agency directors' salaries.
We are already taking actions to close that gap, but a significant portion of closing that gap will be continuing to contain our overall staffing costs for state government.
Union leaders are expected to start negotiations with the state on Monday. Governor Mike DeWine has said he expects to tap the state's $2.7 billion rainy day fund at some point, but not yet. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.